Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out.
Welcome back to Behind the Scenes podcast. And if this is your first time, welcome to the podcast. We decided it's about time to do kind of a life update.
Right, yeah, babe? We've done a lot of interviews on the podcast the past few months, and that wasn't really the format of the podcast in the beginning. It was a lot more of like just Jer and I. Then we went to kind of interviewing a lot of people, and now we thought it's been a while since we've done one just Jer and I again. So
yeah,
this one's going to be just us.
And not just that, but it's been a while since Audrey's pregnant. And that's like a huge life update. And I don't think we've like talked about it a lot at all. And
yeah,
so
I think also some of that is just true with the second baby, like the first baby. It's like you're just so excited and it's all you're thinking about all the time. And then the second baby, you already have a kid to think about and yeah. Chase around. And it's just true what they say. It's like I'm already 16 weeks and I feel like it's gone by so fast. And
jeez,
I'm
yeah.
almost 17 weeks. I'm 17 weeks?
Holy smokes.
I forget. I forget now, which last time I was like counting yeah. down the days like yeah. on the app. And this time I'm so much more like,
yeah, all that being said, there's happening? Just a lot more to think about. And you haven't really done too many Instagrams or posts or updates
yeah,
or anything.
Just we haven't even shared about like how, excuse me. we haven't even shared about like how we found out and our due date, I don't think anyone even knows. So
yeah.
we just thought we would address some of the questions that we've been getting asked a lot on social media in this podcast. And a few days ago, I did a questions in my Instagram stories just asking if people had, like what kind of questions people had. So I did pull a lot of those questions and hopefully we'll answer most of them in this podcast episode.
Yeah.
That being said, we probably will talk a lot about pregnancy, labor, being parents,
oh
first trimester, all that stuff. So just want to preface the episode with that. That being said, I still think it's a good thing for context for men to know these things, especially if they're thinking about having kids soon and in the near future. So,
All right. Well, let's dive into it. So as Audrey said, she ran some questions on her Instagram, so we're pretty much going to do what we normally do when we do Q&As or you guys interviewing us, and we're going to just go through the questions as somewhat of a framework to keep us kind of on track and moving forward. So that's what it's going to look like. So
first, I just thought it'd be fun to just tell the story of like how we found out and then how I told Jer and how we told our families and stuff like that. So I'm 17, I am 17 weeks, and my due date is January 8th. Mm. So very different this time around having a winter baby as opposed to last year. We had Ember like at the very end of the summer. So being pregnant at a different time of the year, which is fun. And yes, that does mean that we conceived sometime on book tour. We're not really sure when. But Jeremy and I were really desiring to get pregnant again. We just kind of wanted to make it through the launch of A Love Letter Life. And we knew that that was like such a big thing that we had worked so hard towards for 2 years, plus then all of the travel that went into book tour. So we kind of wanted to get through that. And then after that, we were feeling ready, but it happened quicker than we thought it would. Never know how quick it's going to happen. So
super quick. Yeah.
Happened quicker than we thought it would. I've never like been, Ember was a surprise for those of you guys who don't know. So, we've never really like quote unquote tried to get pregnant before. I'm not like, I've never been one to like track my ovulation or anything like that. So, I wouldn't say this one was a surprise, babe, right? It wasn't a surprise,
well,
but
it was a surprise.
It just happened quicker than we thought it would.
It was not a surprise in the sense that like, okay, we're ready. Let's do this thing. And then it was a surprise in the sense like, oh, whoa, didn't even really get to,
because we didn't know how long it would take because Ember was a surprise. We're like, well, maybe it'll take us 5-6
Which praise,
months.
Praise the Lord. I mean, it happened pretty quick.
So anyways, we found out basically right at the end of book tour, right before we went to Hawaii. So I took a pregnancy test right before we went to Hawaii just to see if I was pregnant before we left on the trip. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I literally walked downstairs and held the pregnancy pee stick up to Jared. And Jared was like, wait, really? What? It was so much more like, what? But anyways, so yes, found out right before we went to Hawaii.
And that's how you told me. You just walked down and put a piece stick in front of my face.
Yeah. We ended up telling our friends and family a lot sooner this time because we found out sooner. Yeah. So with Ember, we didn't find out we were pregnant until I was about 8 weeks. This time around, I found out at like 4 weeks. And so we wanted to tell some of our friends and family before we left for Hawaii for 2 weeks. But it was hard keeping the secret there. We were with like a big group of people and it was like no drinking, no getting in hot tubs, no eating all the yummy raw fish, no body surfing, no. It was hard to kind of keep it a secret then. But we ended up telling a lot more friends and family earlier, but we didn't do anything special this time around. Like we just told them. There was no like videos or gifts or cards, or we just kept it pretty simple.
Yeah.
We're like, we're pregnant.
It's funny how that works.
So anyways, but still we're very excited. And very that's kind excited. Of like the lay of the land. So I went through a lot of you guys' questions and I'm going to have Jared answer some of these too, just to see if he knows the answers to some of them. A lot of them are about pregnancy. A lot of them are about just like
how
I feel about things. And then also like this pregnancy compared to last pregnancy and things like that. So, babe, anything you want to add before we start?
No, I don't think so. We're excited.
Are you tired?
No.
Too much bike riding?
I did ride my bike today. 12 miles, 45 minutes.
12 miles?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to REI, then I went to the coffee shop, and then I took kind of the scenic long safe route to the office here.
Hmm.
So, and I haven't ridden
not the motorbike, the actual bicycle.
Yeah, and I haven't ridden my bike in a while, so, you know, feeling good, but oof, man. It sure
tired.
Exercise sure catches up with you when you don't do it for a while. Man. But coming back from Young Living Convention, I'm like pumped.
Inspired to be healthy.
And so inspired to be healthy and get back into the gym and work out. And there is no reason I can't be, you know, fit and healthy. Which
you can't be gaining weight with me right now.
I would say I'm not like unhealthy and unfit, but there's definitely a level we all hold ourselves to, and I'm not at that level. So, but I'm inspired. So,
you look great, babe.
That was a tangent. Okay, let's get into these questions.
Okay, so someone asked, and I didn't put your guys' names down. There's a lot of like redundant questions. So, someone asked, what is the biggest struggle or perk of your second pregnancy? Biggest struggle would be just being tired. I feel like my hips and bones ache a lot more this time around. I didn't really feel that as much with Ember until like the very end last time.
I feel like a lot more. You've been mentioning
like it. My bones just ache more. And I think a lot of that is due to the fact that I was just way more fit and stronger when I got pregnant with Ember. I was like teaching bar and taking bar and running. And this time I'm not really doing too much. Yeah. Trying to make it to one bar class a week. But perk is that I don't have sickness or nausea this time around. And I really didn't have that with Ember either. I maybe had like, you know, in the morning, a little bit of nausea for a couple weeks, but I feel very, very, very fortunate. I don't know how you moms do that, where you're just sick for weeks on end. I am very blessed to have not experienced that either time. So no sickness or nausea. So for those of you who aren't pregnant, it can be done. You don't have to be. Mm-hmm. You're not always, I should say, sick for 12 weeks straight. Okay. Someone else asks, what pregnancy pillow I use. Okay, you guys, for real, I have the best pregnancy pillow, and I've like compared it with Tori and Erica and Destiny and like a bunch of our friends, and it is like the most soft, breathable, comfortable. It's one of those pregnancy pillows that's the shape of a U. Even Jer likes it in the middle of the night. He'll like wrap his leg around one side of it, and I'll wake up like but I saved it until I was 14 weeks pregnant because I wanted to have something to look forward to.
So it's that good.
I didn't want to get out yet, but it is a dream. I'll try to link it.
It does take up a lot of space in the bed, though. So
it does. Yeah, that's the one thing about it is it's big, but it's not too hot. Like it's really downy and soft.
Yeah. We have a king, so it.
And so it fit. Fits, yeah, it fits. In the, it would fit in a queen.
It would fit in a double. It would definitely fit. But I'm just saying it's like a person. So
yeah, it would be like three people. You're like cocooned in it. Anyways, it's a dream. I'll try to link the exact one. I found it on Amazon, but I'll try to link it in the Instagram stories for Behind the Scenes podcast for you guys if you're interested.
Babe, let me ask the next question.
Okay, you ask the next question, babe.
Are you sleeping okay?
So,
speaking of pillows.
I've been sleeping good now. Both times with Ember and this pregnancy, I got pregnancy insomnia during the first trimester, only for like a couple weeks, but it was pretty brutal. I know it's a really common thing in pregnancy in the first trimester, but I just literally like was tired and laid in bed, but just wide awake. And it's not like my brain was running or thinking about things. I just couldn't sleep. And it was just miserable. But thankfully it was only for like 2 weeks.
So that's a difference. Has there been any other differences this pregnancy?
Yes. So other things, honestly, it's been like, I'd say more similar than different. So I don't know what that means, but
it's been more similar than different.
Like it's been more similar than it has been different. I haven't had extreme sickness. I didn't have extreme sickness last time. I feel like
other things are aching this time though. That wasn't last time.
Yeah. Like my back and my hips hurt a little bit more this time. I like popped a lot faster, and I don't know if that's why. Maybe like, I know this is like pretty typical with your second baby, like your belly just appears a lot sooner.
The muscles know to separate or whatever.
I woke up like at 12, 13 weeks and I was like, Jared, there's my belly. it was just there, and it was there a lot sooner than it was last time. But other things, like last time my skin was really sensitive. This time I haven't noticed that as much. Last time I craved like more sugary, sour things. And yes, this time I crave more that. Like meat and McDonald's.
What? Guys, listen. I introduced Audrey to the McDonald's.
You did not introduce me to it. It's just I'm that I hadn't credit. Eaten one since high school.
Yeah, so I reintroduced her to the McDub.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I had a McDouble. If you guys haven't had a McDouble in a while, like in a decade.
Treat yourself.
I don't know what they put in those things, but they are tasty.
I'm deleting this from the
I know
podcast.
They're bad.
I do not
want to
have any
tasty.
Of this in the podcast.
I'm pregnant, so I have an excuse to have weird cravings.
Yeah. No, I intermittent fast, so like every random now and then, I need to like get a couple extra calories before I go to bed or something. And if I'm swinging by the Mickle D's, I'll just slam a quick McDub. And, but it's rare.
McDouble, for those of you who don't know.
Yeah, it's super rare. Term. I do go to the McCafe quite a bit.
Jeremy refers to McDonald's as Mickle D's also, if you hear that term.
Yeah, the Mickle D. And then the McCafe, though, that's a pretty...
The coffee is good.
It's unassuming.
We do get the coffee
a lot. It's very good.
It is actually good.
And
it's
good coffee. I've measured it and compared it, and ooh, man, it's...
Yeah, no, it's good.
And it's a buck. It's like, that's their lead magnet. It's pretty crazy.
That's their lead magnet. Okay.
Babe, are we going to find out the gender?
Well, you tell me. Are we going to find out the gender?
I want to make
guys,
a surprise.
Guys, this is what Jared says to me. I think I want to not find out, but I want to blow up Tannerite and find out.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a little bit contradictory.
Listen, listen. It's either we, but if
he's
we,
like, I don't want to make it a big thing. I don't want to do like a gender reveal or anything like that this time. Like, I want to find out and be surprised some way. I don't know how, but you know, and maybe with like our family, but like, I don't want it to be this big thing like it was last time. But then Jerry's like, I want to blow up Tannerite.
Yeah. It's where you get a 10 pounds of Tannerite and 30 pounds
of Tannerite? People powder. Might not know.
It's just an explosive product, really.
This is different than the smoke bombs, though, that we did, right?
Yeah. And then you put like pure pink or blue like chalk on it. And then when you shoot it from, you know, 100 yards, 300 feet or whatever it is, it just explodes. And it's this huge 50-100 foot high mountain.
It's not a smoke bomb though, you guys. It's pink. Like an explosion.
Yeah.
And you shoot it.
How fun would that be?
Okay.
I think it'd be really fun. And we live on
But Jared doesn't want to find out the gender.
Well, we don't live on one, but we have access to a farm. It's like it'd be so fun to do that. Anyways, that's my thought.
Okay, guys, I think we probably are gonna find out the gender.
Yeah.
Should we tell people? Are we going to tell people, or are we just going to keep it a secret to ourselves?
We'll tell people. If we're going to find out, we might as well tell people. Like, that's my thought. Like, I like the idea of keeping it a secret. It's adulthood's last greatest secret.
Here's the thing. We're going to have more kids, Lord willing.
It's life's last greatest secret.
And some kid we will be surprised and not find out. I think, though, finding out the gender is one of those things where if you need to decide from the beginning, like, we're not going to find out. Otherwise, if you're kind of wishy-washy about it and you get to 20 weeks, you're probably going to end up finding out. Like, I feel like it's one of those things you just got to decide from the get-go. It's like not getting an epidural.
But we could still decide.
Like, you
got to
decide from the beginning, like, I don't want to get an epidural. Otherwise, like, you're probably going to end up getting one because it's just one of those things where it's like, you're going to want it.
Yeah.
If you have the option to have
it. That's true.
Anyways, okay, apps. People ask about apps that I use. During my first pregnancy, I used a lot of apps. I can't remember which ones I used, though. But this time, I haven't really used any pregnancy apps other than the Think Dirty app for, like, scanning my products and personal care items and hygiene and makeup and stuff like that. I've used that one for the past 3 years. And if you guys don't have that app, it's a really great app for just educating you on what's actually in the products that you're using when it comes to like makeup, skincare, hygiene, personal care items, household cleaners, stuff like that, and shows you if they're clean or not. So it's called Think Dirty if you guys are interested. I think it's free too.
Is free. And I will say, like, that is one of those apps where, you know, don't get hysterical about it or scared, but Audrey's been using it for 3 years and we use it as a healthy guideline as we try to pursue just a healthier lifestyle and know more about, I don't know, what's in the stuff that we put in our house and home and body and all that. But some people can get crazy with it and like, so.
It's also not like 100%, like there's discrepancies and everything, right?
Yeah.
So it's also not like 100% accurate, but it's a good cool framework.
I don't have it, but Audrey has it and uses it all the time.
The question of the century that everyone wants to know, and no, Tori and I did not plan to be pregnant together.
Go on, babe, sorry.
No, you, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this is probably one of the most ridiculous, ignorant, rude,
I feel like, okay, hold
selfish.
On.
No,
no,
I'm
be
not,
nice.
I'm not
okay.
kidding, babe. I just
people
think
people don't know. I think a lot of people that are asking this question haven't tried to get pregnant, don't know that you can't just like decide, let's get pregnant at the same time, and then bam, it just happens for two people at the same. Like, it's just, I think the question is probably coming from people who
of
have
ignorance.
Never
it's
tried
a,
to get pregnant.
Which is my point. It's coming from a complete point of ignorance or just kind of, rudeness, I guess. It's really disrespectful for the journey that, the difficult journey that like a lot of, you know, women specifically have to go through.
Yeah.
Because getting pregnant is a gift from God, and God's the author of life. We're not, and everyone has their own story and journey. But to say like, oh, you just chose to get pregnant because this other, it's like, I don't know. It just really kind of rubbed me the wrong way when a lot of people are saying that. You know, I just have to be frank about that. But
yeah, that being said, though, like,
also, you guys are 4 weeks apart. It's like you were pregnant before Tori even knew she was pregnant.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
My point is, we don't even know. It was so close. You know what I mean? Like, you guys got pregnant around the exact same time. She was ahead enough to know about it and announce, but we didn't announce. I think we waited longer to announce.
Well, who cares? Again, though, the point of it is like, it's not a race. Like,
exactly,
who cares?
Exactly. But that's just my point.
I think, like, you know, like, there's always going to be people that are, like, making weird assumptions about things.
But this is one of the problems of social media is people have zero context. Like, zero context. They don't know how long Zach and Tori were trying. They don't know how long we were trying. But then to jump on it with all of these just completely unfactual, speculative, rude opinions and biases, it's kind of one of those things because people want to engage with the cool, exciting news some way. But then depending on where they're at, they're either positive or negative and imply their own lifestyle, whether it's healthy or unhealthy, onto the situation that they want to be a part of. And that's one thing that social media does that I think is unhealthy for everyone. Because that's, anyways, it's very interesting. Because social media basically gives everyone a voice. And just to be frank, it's a responsibility to have a voice.
Okay, but I will say.
Sorry, rant.
I know. But to the people that ask, like, did we plan to be pregnant together? No, we did not plan to be pregnant together. But Tori and I are the same age, in the same season of life. We got married around the same time.
Yeah.
We bought houses around the same time. Like, we're just in that season of life. All of my friends right now, besides Tori, my friends that are not celebrities on the internet, are all getting pregnant and having babies, their second babies. Like, we're just in that same season of life. So I think,
babe, are you trying to steal everyone's spotlight?
Stop, Jarish. Why are you saying that? Okay. Anyways, I think it's just that ridiculous. Question is answered enough. Okay, how many kids do we want? We get this question a lot, and we've always answered it pretty much the same way.
Yep.
We want to have one at a time.
Well, we said we like the idea of a big family, but we're taking them one at a time, and yes. God's the author of life, and if he entrusts us with more kids, we're going to have more kids.
We definitely want to have more kids.
Yeah, we definitely want to have more kids.
We love it.
Kids are a blessing.
Yes.
And we're just getting started, so we're going to learn all stages pretty soon. Are you going to pick another meaningful name? Of course. I think names are very important. Why'd you smile?
Just because, I don't know, I feel like Jared and I are really big into naming things, like whether it's our cars or our houses or even seasons of life or rhythms, you know, whether it's something like Navigator's Council or something like Rain.
The Marriage Journal.
Blue Moon. It's just we like naming things.
Names historically carried much, 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 much more weight than they do now in our culture. Like, we just name, like, people name their kids like, oh, that's pine cone and whatever. And that's fine. Like, I think naming things is, you know, everyone has their own take on it. But I think Audrey and I fall more along the line of, like, names being kind of more of an identity thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to think about it. And we didn't officially name Ember until she was born. We looked at her and we said, yes, that's, we did.
But we pretty much had that name.
We
like
pretty much
90%.
Had that name, 90%. But if I got a weird feeling or the spirit spoke and, you know, something stir, I would have paused and been like, ooh, I don't know yet. So it's going to be meaningful, but that doesn't mean it's going to be weird. Like, Bob can be meaningful, you know?
Totally.
All names have a meaning.
Yeah.
So,
but yes, it will definitely have meaning.
Ember, we want her to be a light in this world. And that just fit, and it was the history of our love story. It's where we fell in love around campfire embers, and embers are the hottest part of the fire. They're the longest lasting. They are the forerunners of fires. They can actually start fires miles and miles ahead of the current one. Mm-hmm. And I just think they're a romantic, beautiful symbol of light. Yes. And so we named her Ember. Hey, if you are a reader interested in books, or if you're not a reader but are still interested in knowledge, I want to give you guys a free book, a free audiobook. And we've partnered with Audible, which means that with our custom URL, you can download your first audiobook for free. You also have access to the first 30 days as a free trial. And guys, I'm not kidding. Audible.com has every and any book you can possibly think of. If you're interested in entrepreneurship, self-help, religion, world stuff, I mean, whatever it is, any book that you've been wanting to listen to, it's on there. And the first book's on us. And of course, A Love Letter Life is also on there. And so we hope you make your first free book on us, A Love Letter Life. So take advantage of this. Again, your first book's free, 30-day free trial. Quit anytime and access to hundreds of thousands of all of the best books out there. So again, that's at audibletrial.com/rolloff.
So a lot of people ask about things that helped me during labor. So I'm not going to get too much into labor stuff right now. We'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, that's a couple dozen podcasts away from now.
No, that's not. But but things that helped me during labor with Ember. So for those of you guys who don't know, I did have an unmedicated labor. So I relied a lot on just natural forms of comfort. And Jeremy, I relied a lot on Jeremy. But I brought my diffuser and a bunch of my oils. So I had like a bunch of the oils that I used, like the most probably during labor were peppermint, frankincense, lavender, gentle baby, clary sage, peace and calming, white angelica, and then jasmine and geranium and helichrysum after.
And there are reasons for all of those, too.
Yeah, and I won't get into those right now, but I am working on, just for your guys's knowledge, just because I get so many questions about this, I am working on like creating something that is sort of like an essential oils guide for pregnancy, labor, and postpartum, because I've gotten so many questions about how I use essential oils for like support with breastfeeding, support with pregnancy, and support with labor. So just know that that's coming at some point. It is something that I'm working on and I know like would be a really valuable resource for a lot of people. So, other things that I brought, thick socks. My feet got so cold and I was so glad that I had these thick socks. Water bottle with a straw. When you're in labor, you do not want to have to drink water. You want to just have that straw, easy access. I created a labor playlist and, I actually made this available to you guys. I'll see if I can do an Instagram story on the podcast again with a swipe up link to it. I created like a little PDF with 100,
That'll be on the 100 podcast Instagram at Behind Labor, the Scenes Podcast.
Yes. 100 labor playlist songs and my labor pack list for the hospital. So this little PDF. And access to the Spotify playlist. So I'll try to link that.
Which is actually pretty helpful because we're just going to copy that list this time.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's like done. Second time, so much easier. Scripture cards. I wrote out these scripture affirmations to flip through. Chapstick. Your lips get really dry. Another thing that really, really helped me during labor was the tub. And I know this is dependent on the hospital that you're at or where the birthing center, wherever you are. But at the hospital that I gave birth at, you have access to these tubs in like your own private room. It's basically a giant bathtub. That helped me a lot during labor. That's where I labored and progressed the most.
Yeah.
And labored maybe the longest.
That's when like the nurse was like,
I started going through a transition in the tub.
Whoever it was like, okay, time to get out. You know,
they don't let you deliver in the tub at the hospital that I'm at, which is kind of a bummer. So I actually had to get out when I was in transition and walk down the hallway back to our labor room, which really wasn't fun.
I also think, babe, like walking and moving around helped a lot.
Yeah. I wasn't walking, or well, I was like,
but you were moving on the bed, you were getting up, had your hands on the bed, you swaying your hips, like you were able to do a lot of that, which I think helped. But
have you started decorating the nursery? Nursery? Haven't even thought about it. Not even close. We don't even know what room we're going to put the new baby in. Yeah. We have no idea.
They'll be in our room for the first few months anyway.
Yeah, I'm banking on for now.
We got Ember's room pretty much dialed.
We were moving into our house when Ember was being born. We moved in 4 weeks before my due date. So like we didn't have a nursery then either. But now I'm realizing more than ever, like we just need the bassinet. A nursing chair.
We operate in the 89th minute, eventually, though, pretty well.
Yeah, we are good at that, but sometimes to our own fault.
Yeah.
Or demise. Okay, guide for which oils are good and bad during pregnancy. So again, like I'll link my labor playlist and pack list for, because in my labor pack list, I have like all the oils that I brought. Oils that are must-haves, in my opinion, for pregnancy. There are so many. Here's a few that I absolutely cannot go without. Gentle Baby, love the smell of it. I use it as perfume. I like to diffuse it. I put it on my wrist and my neck like every day. It's super calming. Also safe for littles. I also diffuse it in Ember's room a lot at night. Digize, any like digestion issues that you have, which you likely will when you're pregnant. It's great for that.
I love Digize.
Also great for morning sickness. Peace and Calming, again, is what it is for peace and calm. I love diffusing it. It smells amazing. I diffused it during labor. Tranquil Roll-On helps focus and beat pregnancy brain. I also like rolling it on at night too. Vetiver, cedarwood, lavender, and frankincense blended together in the diffuser. I like to do that in our room at night. It's a really great sleep support blend. It's amazing. M-Grain for not feeling so great in the mornings or feeling a little fuzzy. Then there's also a lot of the citrus oils are really good for water retention. I know like towards the end of pregnancy, you can have some uncomfortable symptoms with your feet and your hands. And I used tangerine oil and citrus oils for helping support with that. So oils to those are just some of my favorite ones. And then obviously like the typical frankincense, lavender, peppermint, those are go-tos as well. But oils to avoid, there's really no hard and fast rules about this except for clary sage. You're not supposed to use that because it can be said to induce labor. So that's the one you really want to stay away from until you're in labor. There are other oils that, you know, you can do your own research on this that you want to avoid, but things like wintergreen, lemongrass, sage, rose, jasmine, anise or anise, I always forget how to say that, thyme, and white fir. Those are just some of the ones that I have on my little list in my notes on my phone to not use. So, yeah, that's kind of the oily stuff. Again, like I said, I'm probably going to try to put together a little bit more like comprehensive visual aid.
And
for
just
that.
So people know too, we're actually building, just because there's been a lot of interest, we're working on a More Than Oils kind of home base where there will be
some. You can
some
find all the things.
Yeah, there'll be some guides and some resources and just a lot of information so that there's actually a place that everyone can go and really gather this besides your Instagram, More Than Oils. So just letting folks know that we're working on that. Let's see, babe. Next, do you have a...
Will you do the same kind of birth, have a doula and everything? And I'm not really sure yet, actually. It's still kind of early. We haven't talked too much about it.
It'll probably be very similar.
But yeah, very similar, birth
what
plan.
Happened. I think last time was good.
Yeah.
And we've talked and you said the same and obviously it's up to you, but...
I think there was another question about this or down below that was like a little more specific. So maybe we want to get to that. But pregnancy clothes, where do you shop? I have not bought any pregnancy clothes this time around and I haven't gotten out any of my maternity clothes from last time yet either. It's still a little early. I'm doing like the hair tie trick thing with my jeans. So... if you guys don't know what that is, you can like loop a hair tie through and put it on one side of your button and then through the hole. That way you can have your jeans like unzipped, but still wear your nice jeans longer.
You loop it through the whole side and then you just bring it on to the actual button on the other side.
Yes. But for right now, like this stage of pregnancy, flowy dresses are my go-to, especially because it's the summer, or just wearing like baggier shirts or shirts that are like longer, even if they're tight, but just like long tanks and stuff like that. Plus, I also love the Align Lululemon leggings. They're like amazing for pregnancy.
Well, and then your new shirt that you're going to be rocking 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to say?
Yes. So these release officially on August 1st, but we designed Always More Spirit jerseys, which if you guys have ever been in like a sorority or part of a sports team, you probably know what spirit jerseys are. They're like those big, comfy, kind of thick, long sleeve t-shirts that are almost sweatshirt-like. They have them at a lot of resorts or things like that. And they have the big, thick block letters across the
like
back of the shoulder
the
and arms.
Spirit jersey padded foam.
What's it called? Puff? or not?
I don't know, but they're like they stick up off the thing like a centimeter.
Yeah, they're amazing quality.
They're
like the perfect like throw on after a lake day.
Anyways, those are big and comfy.
Anyways, those are releasing in the Always More shop on August 1st, and I've been wearing mine every day since I got mine a little early. Let's see what else.
Working out while pregnant.
Jared, have I been working out?
Well, no, but the goal for
no.
Your goal is to do one a week this
one
pregnancy.
One bar class a week.
Which last pregnancy with Ember, you obviously were teaching bar three. You were going all the time.
I was teaching bar. I taught bar three until I was 7 months pregnant last time.
Yeah, wow. We were still running too a lot.
I didn't run in my last pregnancy. I was running before, but not during.
I was still running.
Because it was like winter snow. We lived on the ice.
We're both not in the best workout.
But I am playing with the toddler right and going on lots of walks right now because it's summertime. And so trying to just walk and get to bar once a week. That's my realistic expectation for myself. Stretch mark prevention. So many people ask about this.
I know a ton about this.
You do, babe?
No.
Oh, yeah? What do you have to say about it?
I want to hear what you have to say.
This is one of those things that I'll just be upfront about. I know it is genetic. Like, I know it's mostly genetic. I, however, did roll a blend of lavender, frankincense, and gentle baby essential oils on my belly every single day with the lavender lotion from Young Living when I was pregnant with Ember. And I'm doing that again this time. I did not get any stretch marks last time with Ember. But like I said, I know it is and can be a genetic thing. And while I didn't get any stretch marks on my belly, I did get them on my boobs because I got severely engorged and my boobs just like blew up in 24 hours.
Yeah. Do people know what frankincense is?
Like what it is?
Yeah.
What it's for?
Do people know?
Frankincense is like, we call it like liquid gold. But it's basically an amazing oil for skin support. A lot of people roll it on their face every single night, including myself, or put it in it's in a lot of skincare products, but it's also a really good immune support and sleep support. So it's kind of like an all around, just amazing, incredible oil. And there's like ancient biblical.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's interesting because it was one of the gifts to baby Jesus, but my thought is like, was it for Mary because she had just had a baby, you know? Mm-hmm. Was it kind of, you know, we call it a gift for baby Jesus, but the Christ child. But it's just an interesting thought. Like that is one of the, that's how kind of cool and precious and valuable and useful that oil is.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. But anyways,
we put
a little bit
of frankincense and myrrh on Ember's head when she was born. Just a little bit. Anyways, okay. What else, babe? Our favorite oils to use while pregnant. I've already answered that. Young Living must haves for pregnancy. So like the other things, obviously diffusers. We have diffusers in pretty much every single room in our house.
There was a lot of pregnancy support and oil questions.
Yes.
So like your favorite oil for muscle pain is my favorite oil for muscle pain and strain, and that's deep relief.
If you are pregnant right now and you have back pain, like deep relief. You need it. It's so good. Or super if you're good. An athlete, muscle pain, injury, like things like that, it's just such a good muscle. It feels amazing and it's so good. It's like the one oil that I have that Tori Roloff approves of and loves and can't live without.
She loves it too. Are we hoping for a boy or a girl?
We don't know.
I would say I'm somewhat impartial. Like either way, I mean, having a girl is so precious and I would be so sad.
Say your thing that you always say about how you, say your thing that you always
say. Okay, well, if I was the author of life, which I'm definitely not, it would be fun to have another girl. So then Ember could have her little sister and they could play together and it'd be cute and amazing and just overload cuteness.
And they're not too far apart.
And
sisters.
Then we can have twin boys who have each other, same age, wrestle master mania out on the farm helping Dado. Yeah, that would be dream. So cool. Four kiddos. I love that plan, but I'm not the one that makes the plans.
Babe, do you think it's going to be a boy or do you think it's going to be a girl?
Hold on. That being said, I don't care. Like, But
yeah, I don't care. Either.
I think it actually might be a boy.
You do?
Yeah.
Because last time, remember, you were having the dreams of like the girl in the lawnmower.
Exactly.
And so you like knew.
Last time I knew 100% without a doubt.
That was weird.
It was going to be
And I felt really strongly that it was a girl too. Last time, like we both had a really strong sense.
I specifically had where we were working. I was out on the farm and then I was mowing the lawn and this little girl was sitting in my lap buckled in. And I just knew. I woke up going, oh, it's a girl. And that was pretty early on too.
Yeah. But then we both got like stronger and stronger in that sense.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. We got really affirmed in
which
that. So
crazy. This time I don't have
I don't have anything right now, but
here's a question for you, babe. What is the most constructive support a husband can provide or offer during each trimester?
Hmm.
Sorry to throw that one.
That's a good question. I would say a lot of affirmation.
During which trimester? You have to answer each trimester.
What? I think the first trimester, that's a good question. I think the first trimester, just kind of excitement and you're in this together and a lot of like verbal communication and excitement and just making her feel like, you know, it's a collective thing. Like you're on the team
and letting me sleep.
Yeah. Letting her sleep.
Or reminding me to sleep and rest. But
yeah. Getting the rhythm straight. Like, well, lots of water. Like have I not been reminding you to drink water, babe?
Yeah.
And I forced her at Young Living Convention to ride the go-kart across this huge field because she needs to rest and drink water. And so those type of things.
What about second trimester?
Second trimester, man, I don't know. What is helpful, babe?
I think just like you asking me how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You understand is helpful.
You tried to break it into three trimesters, but I think it's going to be the same thing for them all. It's just a lot of communication.
Yeah.
And verbal affirmation and you're pretty and I think you look great in that dress. You're doing really well. Here's some water. Let me refill your water. Let me get you a second water bottle. Drink them both now at the same time.
And I think still also carving out time for fun. Like I think a lot of people think when you get pregnant, you can't do anything. And that's not true. And I think Jared's done a good job of just carving out ways for us to still have fun together that I can do when I'm pregnant, even up until the end, you know, we just tried to do stuff,
we're going to be going canoeing here in a little bit. Yeah. That'll be fun. We're going to be doing blackberry picking.
Yeah.
We're going to make some ice cream, fresh blackberry spread deliciousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very stoked for that. Okay. Has it been hard being pregnant and trying to take care of a toddler? Honestly, for me, I wouldn't say it's been this like really, really hard thing. I feel like with one kid, totally manageable. We have one kid, you know? I feel like for the moms that have like 3, 4, 5 and they're pregnant, that would be really hard. I think with one though, it's really manageable. And Ember is like a pretty good toddler.
Yeah, she's
I have pretty good pregnancies. So like we'll just put those disclaimers.
Ember's
out there.
Not even 2 yet.
I know.
It's crazy.
The baby.
She talks so much.
She's gonna be 2 though.
Here's the next question. How did you tell Ember that you were pregnant and how did she react?
So we didn't really tell. I know like people do this all differently with toddlers and depending on what age they are. So we found out we were pregnant whenever it was, how many months? 20? 19 months? Something like that.
Yeah.
And we didn't tell her right away. We waited to tell her and like explain to her that there was a baby in mommy's belly until I was past my first ultrasound doctor's appointment. Just because I think it would be hard if anything happened. To then have to go, like Ember's coming up to me and pointing at my belly. Heaven forbid if anything ever happened. And Ember's mommy baby, mommy baby. Well, she does that now.
Does she?
Yeah. And but before.
I haven't seen that.
oh yeah, she's, and if I ask her like, where's the baby? She'll go, baby, where's mommy's baby? And she'll point to the tummy. But I think
that's cute.
Her like doing that, if anything did happen, would have like wrecked me. So we just waited. Yeah. But I will say Ember, I don't think she understands like exactly what's happening, but she does know that there's a baby in my belly and she'll point to it. And I think she's going to be the best big sister ever because she loves practicing taking care of babies with her babies. If you guys watch her Instagram stories, Ember carries one of her five babies with her everywhere.
My favorite thing that she's done.
She changes their diapers.
She changes their diapers. She cooks them food. Them. She washes them.
She puts them night-night. She swaddles them. She gives them binkies.
Yeah, and she's not even two.
She's just so... Oh, and there today, is something this built happened... In. Well, I have to tell one story today.
I know. I was going to just share that. It's my favorite thing.
So she... This is like when you know that mama is a ginger because we went for a walk and she wanted to pull the wagon. We have this little... like wagon thing that
radio
fire. she rides in. Anyways, she wanted to pull her baby in it instead of me pulling her and her baby in it. So she got out, she's pulling this wagon and she has her baby sitting upright in the back. And then she stops because she keeps looking back to check on the baby. And she stops and she realized that the baby is like right in the direct sunlight.
In the sun.
It fell out of its shady spot. And so she puts the thing down, she goes over and she goes, oh, sorry. I forget what she was saying. Sorry, baby, no bright.
Yeah, no bright, no bright.
Sorry, baby.
No, she goes, and then she goes, no bright sun.
No bright sun.
And puts it on the other shade. Side of the wagon where there's shade and keeps walking. You guys, for a less, for an under 2-year-old to recognize that and do that, I was blown away.
I just think it's so funny because she's so... It's just, anyways,
she's caretaker.
She just wants to take care of babies.
Yeah.
And if the other kid, like if Jackson ever gets hurt or any of our friends' kids, she's so, sorry, Jackson. Yeah, no, what happened?
What happened?
She gets so compassionate about like if someone gets hurt or in trouble.
Yeah. Babe, what are your cravings?
Okay.
Sorry, did I cut you off? But I think that was good.
My cravings?
Yeah.
You cut me off? No, but you skipped a couple questions.
Oh, I did?
But my cravings are meat, like I said before, nachos for some strange reason, also bagels. I craved bagels a lot with Ember. I ate a bagel like almost every day.
Yeah, with Ember you did, or now you are?
Not now, but with Ember. Yeah. I did, because we lived right by that bagel place.
Now you're wanting, I would say, yeah, you've meat. Had nachos a couple times, which is weird.
I know, nachos is weird. We're not I big don't nacho typically family. Eat nachos.
Yeah. Do you drink caffeine?
Yes.
Yep.
I do.
You have a half calf latte usually. Oat milk half calf latte.
Yes. And my doctor said it's fine to drink a 16-ounce latte or cup of coffee a day. And I do drink that. I did drink it with Ember as well, although I did have a strong aversion to it during the first trimester with Ember. I did not like it. But I didn't this time. But a lot of moms stop drinking coffee cold turkey when they're pregnant, but then they start immediately after they have their baby because they're exhausted and they want caffeine. But then this is a theory I've heard that
it's in the milk.
Then it's in the milk and it's so much more of a shock to your baby's system.
I feel like your body would break down. Oh, it's a shock to the baby's system because they haven't been
exactly
in the blood.
Like it's almost like you got your baby used to it during pregnancy, that when you do it, when you're breastfeeding, they're used to it and they're not all of a sudden just going to like be awake or something like that, you know?
That's interesting.
And I noticed like that I don't know. It's just a theory. But anyways, I do drink coffee. Yeah. I do avoid all the normal, like, raw pregnancy, deli meat, all those other things. Except I know cheese is, like, a thing you're supposed to avoid. Yeah, I don't avoid that. I love cheese.
What inspired you to have a natural birth with Ember, and are you going to do that again?
So I've always been pretty crunchy. I've always been into the benefits health-wise of minimal medical intervention if necessary, like if I can do it that way. And if like the medical interventions are unnecessary, then I just lean more on the natural side. But I also wanted to experience the true pains of childbirth and pregnancy. Yeah. That was a desire that I had. And I think one of the coolest things about that experience was having to rely on Jeremy so much, because I felt like Jeremy got to be so much more a part of bringing our baby into the world because he was laboring with me so intensely.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool bonding experience for us. And I also think it helped Jeremy connect with Ember as a newborn too. I don't know if that's true, if you would say that, babe, but like I know a lot of guys, new dads, it's harder and they struggle to connect with their newborns until they're a little bit older. And I feel like I remember that not being as true for you. Like I remember like being perceptive of that and wondering that. But I feel like you really connected with Ember from the beginning as a newborn. You were just so into like holding her and swaddling her and having her on your chest.
I work from home, or we work for ourselves rather. So I was able to see the context, be around her a lot, mm-hmm. you know, and so there were some circumstances that I think allowed me to fit into a certain category there, but can you feel the baby yet?
I can.
Really? Wow.
Babe, oh, you know this.
I know, you told me that, I guess, but
it's
different when I ask you, knowing people are listening.
So I started to feel like a couple weeks ago, probably around 15 weeks, and started to feel those like flutters and air pocket moving around yet, but I can't feel physically on the outside yet. Like, I don't think you could feel yet, Jer.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, you guys, our book, A Love Letter Life, is a New York Times bestseller, and we are so excited and grateful. It's got 5-star reviews on Amazon, and so many people have been sharing on social media the impact that this book has had on their life and their relationships. If you guys haven't grabbed a copy yet, whether it's on Audible, the Kindle version, or at your local bookstore or online on Amazon, today is the day. Go grab a copy. We know that it's going to help you pursue creatively, date intentionally, and love faithfully wherever you're at in your love story. And I wanted to take a second to read 2 reviews from readers that I found on Amazon that I thought would be helpful to you guys as you're making the decision whether or not to read this book or to buy it. So one person says, I've been following the Rolas for quite some time through social media, beating 50%, and some more recently through their podcast. I knew both Jeremy and Audrey were going to be extremely relatable authors, but I didn't expect the honesty and vulnerability shown in this book to be so realistic that you feel like you're actually getting to know them in real life and were a part of their journey all the while. I read all of it in its entirety today. I felt so connected to them and their story that for a split second, I thought to shoot them a congratulatory text as if they were my real life companions. It is evident they poured their heart and soul into this piece of work. I am married myself, but this book has already made me think about ways I can better love my husband. I'm already thinking about creative ways to strengthen our marriage. As I was reading, I thought about all the people in my life who could benefit from this book, whether it be to educate the importance of intentional dating for my teenage nieces or for friends that are beginning to understand that there are men out there who love and honor God and will love and honor them in return. Buy this book, you will feel blessed and encouraged to have always more love to give. Another reader says, as someone who has literally read hundreds of books on the topic of love, marriage, and relationships, I have a very high standard when I begin a new book. This book is written by a couple who has only been married a few short years, so I expected it to be a light and fun read, but full of meat, probably not. I could not have been more wrong. This couple blew me away as I read about their honest struggles, trials, joys, and life lessons learned as they journeyed towards marriage. I quickly told people that this book would be required reading for all 6 of my kids when they came and told me they wanted to start dating. I was encouraged, enlightened, and even guided by the Holy Spirit to read a specific section on a day I was struggling to communicate with my husband, and then read exactly what I needed to say in this book. So long story short, you need this book. Your kids will need this book. The focus on God just seeps from the pages as Jeremy and Audrey talk about their intentional living and truly encourage me to become more intentional in my own marriage. 15 years and I'm still learning. Thank you both for those reviews. And if you haven't grabbed a copy yet of A Love Letter Life, go and grab one today. We know it's going to encourage you. And if those reviews aren't incentivizing enough, Amazon currently has our book on sale for 50% off, and the Kindle version is 63% off. So go and grab your copy today.
Here's a question. How do you handle the hateful comments?
Try to ignore them. One thing Jared and I always try to remind ourselves is that those people don't have context. I do block the super cruel people. But honestly, sometimes,
like when people are just straight up, you know,
I think it's hard when there's cruel comments about your baby or about your pregnancy. Like, that's, I can take the stuff about me, but that's a little harder. And I do have a hard time with that sometimes when I do see those things.
Believe it or not, there are people out there that actually say cruel stuff about and to babies, which is,
it's just insane. So dumb. Like,
But yeah, I mean, those people, it's kind of one of those things, and this goes to all of you guys. Your social media is your house. I think we all have a responsibility to treat it responsibly and steward the platforms we're given and just be good, decent human beings. Like, social media and online should not be a place where we hide and say things we would never say to someone in real life, which is what most people do. That being said, it's your house, and you know, you can kind of run it the way you want. And I think that's something Aj and I realized a few years ago. And when people are just ridiculous, and downright, I don't want to say evil, but just cruel, they don't need to, you know, they're not welcome in our house. So
yeah,
that's probably gonna make its way on some tabloid somewhere, but it's true.
Oh dear. Okay, were we on book tour when we realized we were pregnant? We had just finished book tour, so we got pregnant. We were pregnant on book tour, but we didn't know until the very end. Are we nervous about having two kids under three? I would say I'm more excited than nervous. I was way more nervous last time. I feel like with this time around, you just know what to expect more.
Yeah.
And
your body knows what to expect.
It makes me way less nervous. I am nervous about the breastfeeding stuff, but at least this time I'll know what to do if worst case scenario happens
which
again.
Which we did kind of all the opposite stuff last time, which is not funny, but hilarious.
What do you mean all the opposite stuff?
Like, we did a few things that we were going to literally do the opposite this time if it happens.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. So, specific to breastfeeding and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a question. Are you sad that you guys aren't going to be documenting your pregnancy on Little People Big World this time?
No.
No, yeah, it's good.
Babe, are you sad?
We're documenting it in other ways.
That was a stressful added thing to the pregnancy for me.
Yeah, no, I'm okay not doing it.
I'm okay.
We like what we're doing, and we said no for a reason. And
we're documenting it on here for you guys.
Nothing but peace and affirmation after that decision, and so... praise the Lord. Yeah, it's been good.
Yes. Favorite drink to have while pregnant? I have been, while Jeremy has his little whiskey cap, I have my lemonade and lime LaCroix. Mix them together with some ice. Nice and refreshing summer drink at night.
Is that the lime LaCroix you're putting in or lemon?
Yeah, I like the lime LaCroix with the lemonade. It's good.
So Ember and the new baby will be about 2 years apart, a little over 2 years, right?
A little over 2 years. And someone also asked if, like, how far apart these babies will be, like Tori's baby and our baby, Zach and Tori's baby and our baby. They'll be about 5 weeks apart, whereas Jackson and Ember are 4 months apart.
Wow. So they're going to be like,
these ones will be way closer.
They're practically twins.
Be so cute.
So cute. And if we have a boy, then we'll be flipped too. It'll be Jackson, Ember, and then girl, boy. Will you take a maternity leave?
This is something that I did last time. Yes. Most of the things that we were doing at the time, like I stopped most of the things we were doing at the time. There were a few things I needed to check in on here and there. Just with getting our book stuff and then just some other stuff. But I tried to keep it super minimal, especially for the first 2.5 to 3 months. And honestly, I had a really hard time after Ember was born with all the mastitis reoccurring and breastfeeding stuff.
Like had, it was,
I was you had pretty much do. Not able to do much else but
totally
that for at least
and
the
also
first month.
We're like with Dan working for us on board, which has been amazing. Cambria and a couple other folks, the podcast team. We're preparing for it this time, in a good way.
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to be a little bit more prepared work-wise, where, babe, I think you'll be able to take your maternity leave and actually feel comfortable and good and like things are, you know, taken care of. Whereas mm-hmm. last time it was just you and I pretty much.
Mm-hmm. This is true. That's very true.
And so this time there's, we're building a team.
And we were filming on top of working.
Yeah.
So we had to like, tough. That was crazy.
So I think this time will be a lot easier and you want to be a mom. And so, you know, as we can, which we haven't really talked a lot about business stuff on here, guys, but it is something we've been thinking about doing. There just hasn't been too much interest with it, but if there ever
is. That's not true. There has been interest.
There has been, but like right now we're getting tons of people asking about lots of interest oils and health and essential.
Side hustles and working together with your spouse or starting, whether it's a passion project.
I know there is. I'm just saying I haven't personally received very many DMs about that.
Okay, well, guys, start DMing Jer.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. All the time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, crazy. Case in point, that is something I think it'll be fun to start talking about, you know, as this podcast develops and grows.
I think especially doing something with your spouse together.
Yeah, working with your spouse at any capacity, like, but at the core, together, at the core root, it's being on mission together, dreaming together, having a vision, and ultimately being on mission with your spouse, whether that's a side hustle, whether that's raising kids, whether that's in being building a business a tree together, house. Whether that's building a company, whatever it is. Aj and I we're 5 years into working together, which is kind of cool, kind of crazy. So, cool. And we want to bring on a lot of people that have been doing it for much, much longer. So that'll be fun. Yeah,
we love talking to people about that. Someone asked, any issues flying while pregnant? And we just flew last week to altitude. Plus I flew to Hawaii, obviously pregnant. Other than having to pee all the time. No, I just noticed you have to drink more water, but flying is pretty fine. I don't think it's anything to be like worried about. I've heard with pregnancy, like it's safer, quote unquote, to go through the X-ray scanner as opposed to like the put the arms up and the spinny thing in TSA. Yeah,
there's one
but
thing.
Who knows if that's actually
there's one thing I'm going to say.
What?
Which actually, no, I can't give away the secret.
What secret?
Oh, TSA pre-check. If you fly out
that's freaking incredible.
If you fly a lot to even some of the times. What the? Some of the time? Some of the time? Because I wouldn't say we fly a lot, but we definitely fly more than the average person. TSA pre-check is like gold.
Especially with kids.
Yeah, Audrey.
Just push
like,
Ember right
Audrey
on through.
Still doesn't have it. And so when you but are Ember, on the same, so like Audrey will hand me Ember and I'll just like walk through.
With all the stuff.
And I don't have to get like her.
That was only that one time because I didn't book our tickets together.
On the same reservation, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay.
We got more questions.
There's two more. Someone asked, "Do you use a midwife?" Yes. So, just real quick, I was gonna. And for those of you guys who didn't know this last time, I'm probably gonna do this again. I did actually have a really good experience at the hospital. I know a lot of people ask, like, why don't you just do a home birth? Like, if you're doing unmedicated birth and you're into all that, I loved that I had access to. You know, medical professionals, heaven forbid if anything ever happened, but also just like I had really great nurses and midwives, and I feel like the hospital was very respectful. They did not push anything on me. I felt like I had a home birth at the hospital. And then I didn't have to clean anything up. Yeah. I didn't have to prep my house for it.
And you were in an environment that in case something happened, we were safe.
Yes. And I think there was also something really cool to me about bringing our baby home. And like, I don't know. So anyways, that's just me. But I had a really great experience with it. And probably we'll do the same thing this time.
Yeah.
Again, lots of questions about favorite baby essentials. Like baby products and favorite pregnancy products and labor and postpartum things. I'll share more about that later as the time gets a little bit closer. But again, I'll link that PDF with my labor playlist and pack list for you guys. It's 100 songs on a Spotify playlist and then all the things I packed to bring to the hospital.
That was on replay.
So I will make that available for you guys via Behind the Scenes podcast Instagram account.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Kind of the updated recap, babe. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm
are you excited?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Does it feel real to you yet or not yet? I think that
this second, this pregnancy was kind of a healthy wake-up call into the way it is. What am I trying to say? It was a healthy wake-up call for us into our journey of working together, trying to build a company, all the things we're doing. Like, it was very, it was just a wake-up call. And I think the transitions that we've been doing behind the scenes, which again, like I just mentioned, we're going to probably start talking about on this podcast a little bit more, have been very healthy for us and will be healthy for you. And I'm really excited to have a second kid, because that's the point of it all, is to prepare for that. So I'm feeling good.
Does it feel real to you yet that we're going to have two kids?
Yeah, I would say so.
But or do you feel like it'll feel more real when you know the gender?
It feels real. Feels pretty real. What?
Nothing. Just curious.
Funny. Yeah. I'm really excited. Good. Two kids are going to be fun.
Me too.
So, whole new process. I actually held an infant the other day, like an infant, a couple weeks old the other day. And it's like, whoa.
These are babies.
Yeah. So, we're that excited. Plus, we're in the season of life. All our friends are having kids. And it's just it's a fun time. So praise the Lord. We're excited. And, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a lot of questions and the, light, I guess.
Woo! It's we made it through. Cheers.
More of a pregnancy debrief than it is a life recap. But there's a lot we're going to start getting into on the podcast. Just Audrey and I believe, specifically around kind of a little bit more work related stuff and whatnot, but there's the pregnancy update for now. Anything else, babe, we got to share? I don't think so.
No, I don't really think so.
Yeah. Hey guys, if you want to see us interview someone, let us know on the Behind the Scenes Podcast Instagram. Just on the most recent episode, comment their name and tell us what you want us to talk about.
Or you can DM us too.
Or you can DM us on there, and that gets some people on our radar. And then also, it's really helpful. The more reviews that the podcast has, and the ratings and whatnot, that's super helpful. So when we reach out and pitch the show, there's some data to back up why they should be on it. So
pitch the show.
Yeah,
you mean invite them on?
Well, yeah, invite them on, and then like let them know, like, hey, like blah blah blah. Yeah. It helps. It helps the show. And
yes,
and so we really appreciate that, and we read everyone and do not take it for granted that you guys are giving us your time. And so we hope what we say on here is useful and encouraging and beneficial, and ultimately helps you think about and live a more intentional life. So
that's right.
That's what we're all about. And we hope that's what we're accomplishing here. So thanks again. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye, friends.